Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dating Essentials for Men by Dr. Robert A. Glover positions itself as a practical field guide for men who want better results in modern dating without gimmicks or manipulation. Known for his work on the nice guy pattern, Glover focuses on the mindset and behaviors that tend to undermine attraction, neediness, approval-seeking, passivity, and hidden agendas. The book frames dating as a skill set that can be learned through clarity, emotional self-management, and honest communication, rather than as a set of scripted lines. It covers core areas such as building confidence, initiating conversations, planning dates, and navigating sex and relationships with integrity. Throughout, the emphasis is on becoming more grounded and direct, setting boundaries, and choosing partners from a place of self-respect. For readers who feel stuck in friend zones, repeating the same dating mistakes, or confused by mixed signals, this guide aims to provide an actionable path from uncertainty to leadership in one's dating life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, shifting from approval-seeking to authentic confidence, a central theme in Glover's dating approach is that many men sabotage attraction by trying to be liked rather than being real. He connects poor dating outcomes to approval-seeking behaviors such as over-explaining, apologizing for needs, trying to be endlessly agreeable, or hiding intent to avoid rejection. The book encourages readers to replace performative niceness with grounded self-respect, knowing what you want, stating it plainly, and accepting that not everyone will respond positively. This shift is not framed as becoming cold or arrogant, but as becoming emotionally solid. The underlying idea is that confidence is demonstrated through calmness, decisiveness, and the willingness to tolerate discomfort. Glover's guidance often revolves around internal alignment. If you act from fear of disapproval, your communication becomes indirect and you invite ambiguity. If you act from self-trust, your communication becomes clearer and more attractive. The topic includes practical angles like handling rejection without spiraling, avoiding overinvestment early on, and developing a life that is not dependent on dating outcomes for self-worth. In this model, confidence is less about bravado and more about congruence between values, actions, and boundaries. Secondly, initiation skills, starting conversations, and creating momentum. The book emphasizes that dating success improves when men take responsibility for initiation. Rather than waiting for perfect signals, Glover encourages proactive, low-drama action, start conversations, ask for contact information, and propose plans. He frames initiation as a learnable skill that becomes easier through repetition and a healthier relationship with discomfort. The focus is on being present and specific instead of relying on canned routines. This includes opening in everyday settings, using situational comments, and transitioning into personal connection without turning the interaction into an interview. Another important element is momentum. Once contact is established, delays and vague texting can reduce attraction or create confusion. Glover's advice typically points toward directness and leadership, such as suggesting a simple date plan, choosing a time window, and communicating clearly. He also highlights the importance of reading responsiveness without obsessing, adjusting effort to match interest, and avoiding chasing when energy is not reciprocated. The overall takeaway is that good initiation is respectful and decisive. You do not need to persuade someone to like you. You need to create opportunities for connection and then evaluate compatibility based on how the interaction unfolds. Thirdly, leading the date, logistics, frame, and emotional tone, Glover treats a date as more than a meeting. It is an environment a man helps create through planning, pacing, and emotional steadiness. Instead of overcomplicating things, he promotes straightforward logistics, pick a convenient location, keep first dates relatively simple, and plan for smooth transitions if the vibe is good. The broader point is leadership. Many men either become passive and let the date drift, or they become controlling and anxious. The book aims for a middle path where you propose a plan and remain flexible, while maintaining a confident tone. This topic also involves conversational leadership, staying curious, using playful presence, and avoiding validation-seeking behaviors like trying to entertain nonstop or prove worth. Glover's perspective suggests that attraction is supported by a relaxed, grounded frame where both people can be themselves. When awkward moments occur, the recommendation is to handle them calmly rather than rushing to fix feelings. The guidance also extends to evaluating the date, noticing red flags, tracking whether interest is mutual, and being willing to end early or decline future plans if values do not align. By treating the date as a shared experience rather than a performance, readers are guided toward more enjoyable and effective interactions. Fourthly, sex, consent, and escalation with integrity. A recurring challenge in dating advice is balancing sexual confidence with respect and clarity. Glover's approach centers on honest intent and responsiveness. He encourages men to avoid covert contracts, meaning doing nice things with the unspoken expectation of sex or affection. Instead, he frames sexual escalation as a natural progression that should be based on mutual interest, clear signals, and respect for boundaries. This topic includes the importance of pacing, moving forward when the connection supports it, not because of pressure, insecurity, or fear of missing an opportunity. Integrity matters because it protects both people from confusion and resentment. Glover also addresses the mindset of entitlement, warning that frustration and bitterness often come from believing sex is something to be earned through performance rather than something shared through mutual desire. Practical guidance in this area often includes staying attuned to feedback, communicating openly when needed, and being willing to slow down or stop without taking it personally. The result is a model where sexual confidence is expressed through calm leadership, emotional regulation, and respect. For readers, this can reduce anxiety around escalation and help build relationships that are passionate without being manipulative or coercive. Lastly, building relationships, boundaries, standards, and choosing. Well, while the book is positioned as a dating guide, it also points beyond first dates toward relationship quality. Glover argues that many men focus so heavily on getting a yes that they ignore whether the match is actually healthy. This topic centers on having standards and enforcing boundaries early, including how you spend time, what behavior you accept, and what kind of commitment you want. The guidance encourages men to watch patterns rather than promises, consistency, kindness, accountability, and mutual effort. It also highlights the risk of falling into familiar but dysfunctional dynamics, such as overfunctioning, rescuing, or tolerating disrespect to avoid being alone. A practical message is that attraction and compatibility both matter. Chemistry without stability can lead to drama, and stability without attraction can lead to resentment. Glover's framework encourages readers to date with eyes open, be direct about intentions, communicate needs without apology, and make decisions based on values rather than fear. This includes being willing to walk away when someone is unavailable, inconsistent, or incompatible. By shifting from scarcity thinking to choice, readers can move toward relationships that feel secure, respectful, and mutually fulfilling rather than exhausting. In conclusion, this book fits men who feel stuck repeating the same dating cycle, overgiving, over-texting, getting friend-zoned, tolerating ambiguity, or losing confidence after rejection. It is also useful for readers who want a structured way to improve initiation, date leadership, and relationship decision-making without relying on manipulative tactics. The main benefit is that it targets root causes, especially approval-seeking, covert contracts, and weak boundaries. By learning to be more direct, emotionally steady, and intentional, readers can reduce anxiety, create clearer romantic momentum, and make better partner choices. That can improve not only dating outcomes, but also self-respect, communication skills, and overall quality of life. Compared to many similar dating books that lean heavily on tricks, lines, or adversarial gender narratives, Glover's style is more values-based and behavior-focused. The emphasis on integrity, mutual desire, and responsibility helps readers build confidence that does not depend on constant external validation. It is worth buying for men who want practical guidance with a strong psychological backbone, and who prefer a path that develops character and clarity rather than a short-term persona designed to impress. If you would like to support Dr. Robert A. Glover, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.